Quiet week for Adonai Mitchell, and quiet is the one thing his situation cannot use. He drew no mention in the compiled reporting from the Jets' two joint practices against Tampa Bay, or from Friday's preseason opener. No catches, no highlighted reps, nothing. For most players, that is neutral. For Mitchell, it just delays the only measurement that matters. The June preview said Mitchell's season splits into two different players. In Indianapolis, he drew 6% of the targets across 8 games, a healthy scratch with a jersey on. After the trade that sent Sauce Gardner the other way, he drew 25% of the Jets' targets over the final 8, with both his touchdowns and a 102-yard game against Atlanta. The catch, we said, was twofold. A 45% catch rate hung over the whole file, and the 25% share was earned entirely after Garrett Wilson's season had ended. The fork was explicit. If the big share survives Wilson's return, Mitchell is a real number two. If it was an artifact of a depleted team throwing to whoever was left, the catch rate is what remains. The most recent evidence is warm but old, and we date it honestly. Back on August 4th, a team site camp feature from John Polano had Mitchell drawing praise from Aaron Glenn, Geno Smith, and Wilson himself, who said, "He's a ticking time bomb with him. He's put in the work." 2 days later, a team site video caught Smith dropping a corner of the end zone touchdown into his hands, encouraging and pre-window, and none of it counts target share with Wilson running routes on the same field, which is the entire question. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The fork June described has not been tested, because no report this week put a number, good or bad, next to his name, and the share question only runs with Wilson on the field. Next week, the Jets play the Steelers Friday, August 21st. Watch whether Mitchell works with the starting offense and where the targets go when he and Wilson share the field. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.